So IOM, through the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Malaria, and Tuberculosis, along with the UN Development Program and partners such as UNAIDS, have been working to destigmatize the disease, increase information about this disease in the country, and target what we call key populations for counseling, testing, and treatment. We have noted that in 2016, in the protection of civilian sites, HIV/AIDS and tuberculosis were the leading causes of mortality. As we know, people are often unable to leave these sites due to protection concerns, or perhaps public health facilities are not running as they were before the war. So it's really important that this population have access. And we have been in these sites through our maternal care programs, offering prevention of mother-to-child transmission of HIV/AIDS. This is when a mother comes in. Usually mothers come in for normal antenatal care treatment when they're pregnant, and we offer them voluntary testing. And if they test positive, they're immediately put on the antiretroviral treatment, which can reduce the risk of transmission to their unborn child to just 5%, compared to up to 45% without. And now, with the support of UNDP and Global Fund, we're able to offer this service to the general population at the POC sites and not just pregnant mothers.
Mm-hmm. And I liked it when you say to destigmatize the disease. How do you intend to make sure that everybody is involved in this?
Right. So one thing we've done is IOM and partners have trained over 450 peer counselors across the country. Mm-hmm. This includes 50 in the POC sites. We work through national partners. One is the National Empowerment of Positive Women. And train people on what is HIV/AIDS, how is it contracted, what does it mean if somebody you know has HIV/AIDS, and then encouraging people to know their status. So just making it less taboo, destigmatizing it. If somebody in your community is HIV positive, they need your support. So really encouraging people to just have more knowledge about it. And in addition, throughout the year with partners, we've been developing new, it's called behavioral change communication, where we've gone throughout the country to really assess the level of knowledge of HIV/AIDS among the population and see the best ways to communicate these messages. So we've just developed a series of communications. Most of it's illustrations showing how it's transmitted, what the symptoms might be, how you get tested, and this will be unveiled. It'll be rolled out in the coming weeks and as part of the 16 days of activism.
Yes. Ashley, as you're working there at the protection of civilian side, you didn't mention you as well working with pregnant mothers. Well, most men actually don't want to come for HIV testing. They wait until their wives get pregnant and then get the testing there, and then they can
they
just confirm.
They base
their results. Yes. How are people willing to come for voluntary counseling and testing there, and what you've been doing in the protection of civilian side?
Yeah, no, that's really important, and that's a challenge we face. Like I said, part of this program is these trained peer counselors go directly into the communities. We don't just wait for people to come to our clinic. We go into communities. We talk to people. We let them know what the symptoms might be. We let them know that if they do test and they test positive, their life expectancy increases immensely if they start the antiretroviral treatments. And then if these peer counselors, when they go into the community, they're also trained to see if somebody may have symptoms that may indicate that they're HIV positive. You know, if somebody's week, and then refer them to the IOM clinic and really encourage people to be tested. An important part of this process is that when doing testing for HIV/AIDS, you also have to be able to offer counseling, because if you can't offer counseling to people beforehand and afterhand, you're really not doing your duty of care. So it's not just testing and giving somebody medicine. It's counseling them on what does it mean if you test positive, and how, if you test positive, how can you take care of yourself and those around you?
Right. Well, as in July, IOM has tested 213 people at least. So just out of curiosity, in the numbers, are there children?
I don't have the breakdown of who the people would be. It's a very quite anonymous process when people come to the clinics. But we do know that there are children infected with HIV/AIDS in South Sudan. They're definitely a part of the population that are affected by this disease. In 2012, the Ministry of Health estimated that 2.7% of adults in the country were infected with HIV/AIDS, and 13% of them were children under the age of 15. So it is a disease that affects children in this country.
Yes, and one of the big issues when it comes to fighting HIV is definitely the stigma, as you did mention earlier. Mm-hmm. Now, what message do you give to community members or family as to not to discriminate against those who are being diagnosed or those living with HIV?
Really, the best way is knowledge, to encourage people to understand the disease, what it means to have it, and that it's not, you know, if you can start on treatment, you are able to live a healthy life, and that, you know, not to just be scared of people. You know, there's taboo. People don't understand how it's transmitted. You know, there's very specific ways of contracting HIV/AIDS. So just because you meet someone with it, there's, you know, you're not going to be infected yourself. So really it's raising awareness, trying to combat, you know, rumors and incorrect thoughts on how it is transmitted throughout communities. But this is hard, and part of this will be these new communication materials. So just me talking to somebody may not have an effect, but if you see visuals, you know, explaining how it's transmitted, if they see pictures of real people who have come out and are really advocating for people to do testing, people who are HIV positive and say, hey, look, I have this disease. I'm not embarrassed. I'm getting treatment and then helping my community. That encourages people to follow their lead.